Ano ang mabibili mo sa $5?
A coffee.
You can buy socks.
Chips? Small chips?
Sa Central Business District ng Sydney, ang tinderong Tony Cockings ay nagsasabi na karamihan ng kanyang paninda ay sa halagang $5.
Cash is drying up rapidly. Card facilities, people, just especially the tap? Once again, that goes with the 5.50 cents. People aren't interested in change or getting change out. It's just quicker.
Titingnan ni Ginoong Cockings ang bagong mukha ng $5 simula sa araw na ito. Nagpalabas ang Reserve Bank ng 170 milyong $5 na perang papel, sapat na upang palitan ang kasalukuyang $5 na nasa sirkulasyon. Sa kabila nito, sinabi ng pangalawang gobernador ng Reserve Bank, Michelle Bullock, na hindi lahat ay kaagad makakapansin sa pagbabago.
Certainly the old bank notes are still legal tender, and as they come back to us in the normal course, we will destroy them in the normal course. But for the time being, everyone should just feel confident that they are still secure.
Idinagdag ni Michelle Bullock na ang reyna ay mananatili sa bagong $5 na perang papel at ang naiibang kulay ay mananatiling pareho sa kabila na may ilang binagong bahagi bilang seguridad.
The first is a clear top-to-bottom window in the banknote. And in that window, there are a number of security features that if people tilt the banknote in particular ways, they'll see animated features. They'll see a flapping bird, they'll see a number in the Federation Pavilion reversing. There's also a rolling colour effect in one corner of the banknote. If you tilt it, you'll see the colour change. And finally, one I really love, which is an oldie but a goodie, which is the micro print on the banknote. And if you look on the Parliament House side and you get your magnifying glass out, you'll see very tiny print, which is the words of the Constitution, in the steps of Parliament House and also in the branch the bird is standing on.
Ayon na din sa pangalawang gobernador, ang mga bagong hakbang ay upang mapanatiling ligtas ang perang papel.
Counterfeiting is quite low in Australia, but it's on the rise and technology is starting to catch up. So what we're doing here is really taking the security of the banknotes to a new level, well ahead of the counterfeiters to keep the currency very secure into the future.
Para sa mga may diferensya sa paningin, makakatulong ang isang bahagi upang makita ang pagkakaiba sa pagitan ng bago at lumang perang papel. Samantalang lumalaki ang popularidad ng mga credit card kagaya ng Tap and Go, sinabi ni Binibining Bullock na sa totoo, ang pera ang nananatiling gusto ng mga tao.
But if you go anywhere, you'll still see a lot of people using cash. And banknotes in circulation are still rising by around about 6% a year. So people are still using cash. Because they're using it, we want to make sure it's as secure as it can be for them.
Sinabi naman ng punong ehekutibo ng Australian Retailers Association, Russell Zimmerman, na kailangan ng negosyo na siguruhing nakahanda sila sa bagong mukha ng $5 na perang papel.
To work with retailers. For small retailers, it's about knowing the new notes in circulation, informing their staff, making sure their staff don't knock it back or reject it on the day when it comes out. For bigger business, there's a whole raft of implementations. It may be around note counting machines, note weighing machines. Some retailers have safes that they put their money in and actually counts the money and sends the information through to the bank. Those machines have got to be recalibrated.
Ang bagong perang papel ang una sa balak na pagbabago ng lahat ng perang papel sa Australia sa susunod na ilang taon. Ipapakita ng mga ito ang magkakaibang anyo ng Australian wattle at katutubong ibon na makikita sa bawat denominasyon.
SBS.
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 This is SBS Radio.